Today I'm sharing with you an article entitled Capitalism's Triumph, Labor Rights Violated in Every Country on Earth by Pete Dolak. It rates all the world's countries in respect to the rights of labor. The U.S. does not fare well. Dolak begins, in what country are labor rights fully respected? The sad answer is none. Labor rights are routinely violated around the world, and the trend is only getting worse. The International Trade Union Federation has again issued its annual Global Rights Index, and the result is no better than in past years. It's worse. For example, the number of countries that exclude workers from the right to establish or join a union increased from 92 in 2018 to 107 in 2019. Even in Europe, the region with the relatively best conditions for working people, half the countries exclude at least some groups of workers from freely associating by allowing non-standard forms of work, such as zero-hour contracts, temp work, or misclassifying people working through online platforms as self-employed. Corporations ever on the lookout for ways to extract more from their workforce, and with government complicity, continue to press down. The Confederation, its report, said, quote, worldwide, new technology has allowed employers to use various mechanisms to avoid paying minimum entitlements and exclude workers from labor laws. Recent technological leaps in the ways that work can be allocated and assessed has resulted in increased incidences of workers being denied rights under the guise of flexibility and as platform workers. Decent work is being affected, and rights are being denied by companies avoiding rules and regulations. More and more governments are complicit in facilitating labor exploitation or allowing the rule of law to be avoided because workers are forced to work in the informal sector of the economy. End quote. Rapid advances in technology, because they are controlled by corporations and repressive governments, are enabling continued deterioration in working conditions. Not only does technology enable production to be moved to locations with ever lower wages and regulations, but enables the weakening labor protections in new high-tech wrapping. In its report, the International Trade Union Confederation ranks countries from 1 to 5, with 1 the least repressive and 5 the most. Only 12 countries, Austria, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Slovakia, Sweden, and Uruguay, are ranked as 1. These are countries that are merely sporadic violators of rights, so there are no countries on earth that do not violate labor rights. The report's rankings are as follows. 1. Sporadic violations of rights, the 12 countries noted above. 2. Repeated violations of rights, 24 countries including France, Japan, and New Zealand. 3. Regular violations of rights, 26 countries including Austria, Canada, and Spain. 4. Systematic violation of rights, 39 countries including Argentina, Chile, and Mexico. And 5. No guarantee of rights, 34 countries, including Brazil, China, Greece, and India. Interestingly, the two countries most prone to wagging fingers at the rest of the world, Britain and the United States, once again fared poorly. Britain was ranked as a 3, representing a country that has regular violations of rights. The U.S. was rated as a 4, among countries determined to condone systematic violations of rights. There is nothing new here. The U.S. has consistently been scored as a 4 in these reports over the years. As recently as 2017, Britain was also ranked as a 4. In a country rated as a 4, the government and or companies are engaged in serious efforts to crush the collective voice of workers, putting fundamental rights under threat. So much for the so-called land of freedom. The Confederation, which describes itself as a coalition of national trade union and centers encompassing 331 affiliated organizations in 163 countries and territories, determines its ratings by checking adherence to a list of 97 standards derived from International Labor Organization conventions. The methodology is grounded in standards of fundamental rights at work, in particular the right to freedom of association, the right to collective bargaining, and the right to strike, the Confederation wrote in their report. During the 6 years that the Confederation has issued its yearly reports, conditions have steadily deteriorated. Since the initial report in 2014, every region of the world has seen scores worsen. And thus it is no surprise that inequality is rising around the world. Unemployment is endemic and far higher than official government statistics would have us believe, and corporate tax dodging facilitated by government policies is widespread. The world's working people continue to be on the losing side of one of the most one-sided wars in human history. That was Capitalism's Triumph, Labor Rights Violated in Every Country on Earth by Pete Dolak. Pete Dolak writes the Systemic Disorder blog and has been an activist with several groups. His book, It's Not Over, Learning from the Socialist Experiment, is available from Zero Books. This article can be found on the Counterpunch webpage for October. What is to be done? Workers of the world, unite.